This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Indonesian authorities on Sunday located the black boxes of the Sriwijaya Airjet that crashed into the Java Sea Saturday, soon after taking off from the capital, Jakarta. Flight 182 was carrying 62 people when it lost contact just 4 minutes after departing from Jakarta. It's the first major air crash in Indonesia since 2018, when 189 passengers and crew were killed when a Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX also plunged into the Java Sea. An official with Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency has confirmed that debris from a passenger plane carrying 62 people was found after contact was lost shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. At a virtual press conference on Saturday, a spokesman said officials are gathering all the information they can. Indonesia's transportation ministry said Flight 182 was en route to the island of Borneo. Efforts to hold President Donald Trump accountable for his role in inciting the mob that overran the U.S. Capitol earlier this week gained momentum on Saturday. Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives have announced they will introduce articles of impeachment as early as Monday. Representative Ted Lieu, a Democrat from the state of California who helped draft the charges against Trump, tweeted on Saturday afternoon that the articles of impeachment had 180 co-sponsors. No Republicans were among them. If the House were to impeach the president for a second time, that would trigger a trial in the Senate, which has acquitted Trump once before and is to be in recess until January 19th. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A new poll from Reuters and Ipsos indicates some 57% of Americans want U.S. President Donald Trump to be immediately removed from office. This comes after he encouraged a protest this week that escalated into a deadly riot inside the U.S. Capitol. Most of the respondents backing Mr. Trump's removal were Democrats. Republicans polled were much more supportive of Trump serving out the final days of his term, which ends on January 20th. The National Public Opinion Survey was conducted Thursday and Friday. It also showed 7 out of 10 of those who voted for Trump in November opposed the action of the rioters who broke into the Capitol on Wednesday while lawmakers were meeting to certify the election victory of Democrat Joe Biden. Nearly 70% of Americans surveyed also said they disapprove of Trump's actions in the run-up to Wednesday's assault. At a rally earlier in the day, Mr. Trump had exhorted thousands of his followers to march to the Capitol. The chaos on Capitol Hill, in which a police officer and at least 4 others died, has been widely condemned by both Democrats and Republicans. The Taliban warned on Saturday that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's resolve to remain in office until the completion of his tenure is detrimental to peace talks aimed at finding a negotiated end to decades of war in Afghanistan. The insurgent group's warning comes on a day when its leaders held discussions in Qatar with representatives of the Ghani government on developing a joint agenda in what are officially known as intra-Afghan negotiations. A massive electricity blackout overnight plunged much of Pakistan into darkness on Saturday. In parts of the country, electricity was restored on Sunday. The power breakdown in the country of around 220 million people left all major cities, including the capital Islamabad and the commercial hub Karachi, without electricity for hours. Pakistan's power minister confirmed at an early morning news conference that the shutdown was caused by a technical fault in a power plant in southern Pakistan. It happened shortly before midnight on Saturday, and the minister explained that fault tripped the nationwide transmission system within a second and forced safety systems at power plants across the country to automatically shut down. A blizzard has blanketed large parts of Spain, with 50-year record levels of snow halting traffic and leaving thousands of people trapped in cars or train stations and airports that suspended all services as the snow kept falling on Saturday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.